This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
It's very interesting. You know, when Rivka's family asks her, you want to go with this man? You want to go marry Yitzchak? They say, Vayimru Nikra Lanara. Let's ask her. Says Rashi, from here we see we don't marry a woman off unless she consents. And then the next pasuk says they called Rivka and they say to her, Haselchi Yema Ishazah? Are you going to go with this man? And she said, Teilech. She said, she's going to go. So Rashi explains, what does it mean, I will go? Rashi says, Me'atzmi, I'm going to go on my own, Va'afim Einchem Roitzim, even if you don't want. Why did Rashi say that when Rivka said, I will go, she meant, I'm going even if you don't want? L'chayre, it's because they asked her, do you want to go? So the correct answer should be yes. She didn't answer yes. She says, I will go. Which means, even if you don't want, I will go. But the question is, why is Rivka starting up with them? They asked her a very simple, straightforward question. Do you want to go? So just answer yes. Why does she need to answer? Even if you don't want, I'm going to go anyway. They're not saying they don't want. They're asking her if she wants. So she should say yes. Why does she need to say this? Why does she need to instigate? B'siyat d'shma, we could explain, according to the Maral, who has a very fundamental approach to answer the contradiction that we know when Hashem offered the Torah to Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael said, Na'aseh v'nishma, we will perform the Torah, and then we'll hear what it says, we're going to accept the Torah willingly. And nevertheless, it was Kafa Aleihem Har Kegigas. Hashem compelled us to receive the Torah. He suspended the mountain over our heads like a barrel. And the question is, why did Hashem have to force us if we were willing to accept it? Maral explains that the Torah is so fundamental and important and crucial, and the whole world depends on it, and the whole existence of the universe depends on it. The Torah can't be up to discretion. The Torah can't be something that I do it because I want. The Torah has to be compelled to indicate the world must have the Torah. This can't be left up to a person's desires. Yeah, a person can't say, yeah, I keep the Torah because I want to keep the Torah. I once heard, in the name of Rav Moshe Shapiro, that's the inyan of kviyas itim l'tayra. That even though we accept the Tayra willingly, but there has to be a certain element of compulsion in our life, that we have to do it because this is mukhrach, there has to be Tayra in our life. So that's what Rivka is telling her parents. Don't think that I'm going through with this because you want it and you think it's a good idea. My marriage to Yitzchak is so fundamental, so important. The whole world is dependent on it. The existence of the universe is dependent on it. The future of Klal Yisrael is dependent on it. I'm doing it, no matter what, whether anybody wants it or not. It has to be. Ooh, now we could explain. That is why Eliezer was merames to Rivka. The pasuk says, Shnei tzemidim al yadeh. He put the two bracelets, Rashi says, Remez l'shnei luchais mitzumadais, asara zahav mishgalaim, remez to the asaras hadibrois, to indicate that this marriage is as vital and fundamental as the very giving of the Torah. Cannot be left to anyone's discretion. It's mandatory to indicate the fundamental and important nature of this zivug. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.